Hey everyone, welcome back. We're going to be tackling something today that I think we've all struggled with at one point or another,
Oh, yeah,
procrastination.
for sure.
And we're going to be diving into excerpts from Procrastination Annihilation by Anthony Samaroff to figure out, how we can slay this beast and hopefully use that energy to, think and act locally.
And it's interesting how he connects personal productivity with community action. He doesn't just want us to check things off our to-do list, but he wants to empower us to be more engaged citizens.
Absolutely. And that's what really drew me to this book. It's not just about getting things done for ourselves. It's about, how conquering procrastination can unlock our potential to make a real difference in our communities.
Absolutely. What if all that energy that we waste putting things off be channeled into making our neighborhoods better, tackling local issues, or supporting causes we care about?
For sure. So tell me about Anthony Samaroff. Who is this guy? And what makes his approach to procrastination so unique?
Well, he's a coach and podcaster who has definitely been there and done that when it comes to procrastination. He's super relatable because he shares some pretty funny stories about his own struggles, like completely missing a TV audition because he couldn't get himself to learn the line.
Oh, wow. I can relate to that.
Yeah, I think we all have those moments we'd rather forget. But by sharing these experiences, he shows us that procrastination isn't about laziness or a lack of ability. It's often a symptom of deeper challenges we need to address.
And that's where his five-headed dragon metaphor comes in, right?
Yes,
I'm
exactly.
curious to hear more about that.
He identifies five major challenges that fuel procrastination, each representing a different head of the dragon we need to slay.
Okay, so unpack that for us. What are these five heads, and how do they relate to our think and act locally mission?
He talks about all or nothing thinking, perfectionism, fatalism, viewing things as to be done instead of to do, and simply not feeling like it. But the one that really jumps out at me in terms of community action is fatalism.
Oh, fatalism. That
Yeah,
makes sense.
yeah.
Feeling like your actions don't matter would definitely hinder any kind of community involvement.
Exactly. He says this mindset, this what's the point feeling, can lead to a self-fulfilling prophecy of inaction. You convince yourself that nothing you do will make a difference. So why bother trying?
So how does he suggest we slay this particular dragon head?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because if we want to think and act locally, we need to believe that our actions can actually make a difference.
Absolutely. He emphasizes building self-discipline by taking action even when it feels pointless. He encourages starting small, proving to ourselves that we can overcome that inertia and experience the satisfaction of actually accomplishing something.
That's a great point. I think sometimes we get so overwhelmed by the scale of the problems in our communities that we feel paralyzed. We don't think our small contributions will matter.
Exactly. But his point is that those small wins build momentum and change our self-perception. We start seeing ourselves as people who do make a difference, which makes us more likely to tackle bigger challenges.
Like that saying, think globally, act locally. We might not be able to solve every problem in the world, but we can make a difference in our own communities one step at a time.
And I think he would argue that conquering that feeling of fatalism, that sense of what's the point, is crucial for sparking that local action.
I'm starting to see how these personal development techniques can be applied to community engagement.
For sure.
It's really fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about fatalism. What about the other heads of this procrastination dragon?
Well, let's take perfectionism, for example. Perfectionism can be a real roadblock when it comes to community action.
We might have great ideas for local projects, but then we get stuck in the planning stage, trying to make everything perfect before we even start.
Exactly. We overthink, we overplan, and then we end up doing nothing at all because the task seems too daunting.
So how do we overcome this perfectionism trap? Because if we want to think and act locally, we need to be able to get things moving, even if they aren't perfect from the get-go.
Samaroff suggests starting with smaller, less intimidating tasks to build confidence. It's about getting things done, learning from experience, and realizing that imperfection is part of the process.
That makes sense. Instead of aiming to create a massive community garden right off the bat.
Right.
Maybe start with a small planter box in your front yard.
Exactly. Or maybe organize a neighborhood cleanup for just one block.
Okay.
Instead of trying to tackle the whole city, the point is to take action and build momentum.
And as we see those small successes, we gain confidence and motivation to tackle bigger projects.
Absolutely. And that's where his concept of context is key comes in.
Okay. Tell me more about that. How does context is key relate to community action?
Well, he talks about designing our environment to support our goals.
Okay.
He emphasizes minimizing distractions, especially those digital ones.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we're all guilty of that.
Right.
Getting sucked into our phones when we should be focusing on something else.
Right. And for community action, this means creating spaces that encourage collaboration and engagement.
Okay. So like setting up a designated workspace for a local initiative.
Exactly. A place where people can come together.
Okay.
Brainstorm ideas and work on projects without getting sidetracked by everyday distractions.
Right.
It could be a community center, a library, even someone's living room. The point is to create an environment that supports focused action.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about being intentional with our time and energy.
Yeah.
And creating spaces that foster a sense of community and shared purpose.
Right. And speaking of being intentional, yeah. He also talks about the importance of self-coaching.
Oh, so basically being our own cheerleader and motivator.
More than that, it's about learning to negotiate with ourselves. Set realistic goals and break down large tasks into smaller, manageable steps.
I can see how that would be super helpful for tackling those big community projects.
Yeah.
That can feel overwhelming at first.
Exactly. It's about acknowledging that we're all works in progress,
right,
and that there will be setbacks along the way.
Mm-hmm.
The key is to learn from those setbacks, adjust our approach, and keep moving forward.
I think self-compassion is a big part of that, too.
Absolutely.
Giving ourselves permission to make mistakes and not giving up when things get tough.
Absolutely. And that's where a little bit of gamification can be helpful.
Oh, tell me more about that.
He's a big advocate for making habit building fun.
Okay.
He suggests using tools like Habitica.com, a website and app that turns tasks into a role-playing game.
Wait, so you're telling me I can level up my character by completing real-life tasks?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
Right. It might sound silly, but gamification can be a powerful motivator.
Yeah.
Especially for those of us who thrive on a sense of accomplishment and reward.
I can definitely see how that could be applied to community projects.
Right.
Imagine earning points for volunteering attending meetings or making progress on a neighborhood initiative. It could create a fun and engaging way to track progress and celebrate those wins.
Exactly. It's about tapping into our natural desire for play and making those positive actions a more enjoyable part of our daily lives. And speaking of making things more enjoyable,
right,
Samaroff is also a huge proponent of journaling.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How does journaling fit into this whole think and act locally concept?
Well, he sees journaling as a powerful tool for self-discovery, problem solving, and emotional release.
Okay.
He recommends writing at least 3 pages every day, just pouring out whatever thoughts and feelings come to mind.
Wow, 3 pages. That seems like a lot.
It might seem that way at first, but the point is to create a space for uninhibited expression.
Okay.
He believes that by putting our thoughts and feelings on paper, we can gain clarity, process emotions, and uncover those hidden insights that often lie just beneath the surface of our awareness.
Okay, I'm starting to see the connection. If we're feeling stuck or overwhelmed by a community project,
mm-hmm,
journaling could help us process those emotions and gain a fresh perspective.
Exactly. It's about creating that mental space to work through challenges, brainstorm solutions, and cultivate a more positive and resilient mindset.
So journaling is like a personal brainstorming session.
Yeah.
A way to tap into our own inner wisdom and find creative solutions to the problems we're facing in our communities.
That's a great way to put it. It's about nurturing that inner voice that often gets drowned out by the noise and distractions of everyday life.
Yeah.
And sometimes that voice holds the key to unlocking our potential to make a real difference in the world around us.
This is so inspiring. We've talked about overcoming fatalism and perfectionism, designing our environment for success, embracing self-coaching and gamification, and even tapping into the power of journaling. I'm already feeling more empowered to think and act locally. But before we move on, I want to remind our listeners that if you're enjoying this deep dive and finding value in our Think and Act Locally mission, we encourage you to support us by visiting thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes. Every contribution helps us continue to provide these valuable resources to our community.
Thanks for that reminder. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground so far.
Yeah.
What other insights does he offer for overcoming procrastination and unleashing our potential for community action?
Well, I'm really curious to hear more about his emphasis on the power of inspiration. Yeah, so we've been talking about slaying those procrastination dragons.
Right.
And how those techniques can help us, you know, think and act locally.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned his focus on inspiration.
Yes.
I'm really curious to hear more about that.
He calls this technique inspire yourself.
Mm.
And it's all about intentionally engaging with content that aligns with our aspirations.
So like reading books or watching documentaries about people who are making a difference in their communities?
Exactly. Samaroff says it's not just about gathering information.
Okay.
It's about feeding our minds with examples of what's possible.
Right.
Reminding ourselves that if others have done it, we can too.
That makes a lot of sense. It's easy to get discouraged when we focus on all the problems in the world.
For sure.
But seeing examples of people who are actually making a difference
right.
can be incredibly motivating.
It shifts our focus from what we lack to what's possible, mm-hmm. from self-doubt to self-belief.
Right.
And that shift in perspective can be a game changer when it comes to tackling those community challenges that might seem overwhelming.
So how can we practically apply this inspire yourself technique to our think and act locally goals?
Well, he suggests seeking out stories of people who are making a difference in areas we care about. It could be local activists, community organizers, social entrepreneurs, even everyday people who are doing amazing things in their neighborhoods.
I love that it's about surrounding ourselves with positive examples, reminding ourselves that change is possible and that we all have the power to make a difference.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be a huge time commitment.
Okay.
It could be as simple as reading a blog post, listening to a podcast, or watching a short video. The key is to make it a regular practice to consistently feed our minds with those inspiring stories.
This is really resonating with me. I think we often underestimate the power of inspiration, especially when it comes to community action.
I agree. Inspiration can be that spark that ignites our passion and fuels our commitment to making a difference.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to touch on one final point that stood out to me in his book, The Importance of Celebration.
Ah, yes. He stresses that we often sabotage our success by neglecting to acknowledge and celebrate our wins, both big and small.
So it's not just about getting things done.
Right.
It's about taking the time to appreciate those accomplishments.
Exactly. Celebration isn't about ego or self-indulgence.
Mm-hmm.
It's about recognizing and honoring our efforts.
Yeah.
Reinforcing those positive neural pathways that drive motivation and accomplishment.
And when it comes to, you know, thinking and acting locally, celebration can be a powerful tool for building community spirit and momentum.
Absolutely. Imagine a neighborhood group celebrating the completion of a community garden.
Oh, yeah.
Or a group of volunteers coming together to celebrate a successful fundraising event.
I can already feel the positive energy.
Right.
It's about sharing those wins with others, creating a culture of mutual support and encouragement.
Right. And those shared celebrations can be contagious, inspiring others to get involved and contribute to the positive change happening in their community.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
Mm.
I'm walking away with a renewed sense of hope and motivation to think and act locally.
Me too. It's been a pleasure diving into these ideas with you.
And to our listeners, remember, if you're feeling inspired to take action in your community, we encourage you to visit our website, thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes. Every contribution helps us continue to provide these valuable resources to empower individuals to make a positive difference.
So let's all commit to slaying those procrastination dragons, finding inspiration in the stories of others, and celebrating those wins along the way.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep thinking and acting locally.